Hey there, I'm Britt Aylin, and this is The Chain, a podcast about different pieces of music and the commonalities that link them together. If you're listening to this episode in the Spotify playlist, you just heard Heart of Glass by Blondie, which was linked to I Wanna Be Yours by Arctic Monkeys through their use of drum machines. And if you're not listening on Spotify, that's okay, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But we are going to talk some more about Heart of Glass as we find the next link in The Chain. Most Western rock and pop music is written in 4/4 time, which is also known as common time. To put it very simply, this means that there are four beats in each bar, as you can hear in this MIDI rendition of Heart of Glass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
This version of Heart of Glass, which I'll use again later in the episode, comes from Piano Go Life. The arrangement is by Sergei Sidorov, and the accompanying video, which I'll link to in the show notes, is an excellent piano tutorial for the song. This is not sponsored. Piano Go Life is just a useful resource which helped me a lot in the planning of this episode. I also want to give a shout out to David Bennett Piano on YouTube. David's channel, which I've been following for years, examines rock and pop music through a music theory lens. Last year, he did a video about 4/4 time in which he analysed the time signatures of 450 songs from the past 70 years and found that 94% of them were written in 4/4. So why is 4/4 time so common? There are two schools of thought as to why this might be. The first theory is that 4/4 time is innately pleasing to human beings, that we're attracted to simple, symmetrical beat patterns. Here's David Bennett from his David Bennett Piano YouTube channel explaining this theory further.
One of the main arguments supporting this idea is that we like 4/4 because we are bipedal. Bipedal just means that we have two legs. So the idea is that the rhythm of our walking and the rhythm of our running is in 4/4. The idea with this bipedal argument is that humans respond to rhythm in a very physical way. After all, we describe rhythm as something you feel, something that's tactile. If you play music to someone, regardless of whether they're a musician or not, they're likely to start tapping their foot or moving their body to the music.
But if that's the case, then why are waltzes in 3/4? A waltz is a traditional dance, but it has three beats per bar, as you can hear in this piece by composer José David. And why is a lot of traditional folk music written in more complicated meters? The Irish slip jig is in 9/8, and the Bulgarian rachenica is in 7/16. These are asymmetrical rhythm patterns, but people still dance to them. So we can pretty much rule out that theory. The other side of the argument is that 4/4 is a learned timing.
It's due to the culture and the music which we grow up in. The time signatures that we prefer, the time signatures that sound pleasing and satisfying to us, depend on what music we heard whilst we were growing up. And those like myself that grow up in the Western world are almost always exposed to music in 4/4, so our ears become attuned to the sound of it. And then people in the West who grow up to become songwriters and composers will then write music in 4/4, further perpetuating this love of 4/4.
That's David Bennett again from his David Bennett Piano YouTube channel. Western rock and pop music stems from blues, which is traditionally written in 4/4. And therefore, most mainstream rock and pop music follows in this tradition. But not all of Heart of Glass is in 4/4. In fact, there's a repeated sequence within the song that is in the asymmetrical meter of 7/4. Again, to explain this in the simplest of terms, this means that there are seven beats in a bar. Take a listen. This gives the impression that the song is skipping a beat, which drives the melody line forward. With the song's disco roots, it's kind of like a DJ is skipping a vinyl record on a turntable. This time signature modulation is particularly impressive given that Heart of Glass uses a drum machine as well as several separately recorded live drum tracks, as we discussed last episode. You can hear the changes in Klemberg's drum pattern in order to accommodate the skipped beat. After this brief sequence of three bars in 7-4, the time signature modulates back to 4-4, and the sequence is repeated. This time it resolves the phrase, playing through in 4-4 without that missing beat. It no longer sounds like it's skipping forward, it just sounds complete. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And now it's time for us to link to the next song in the chain. But before we do, if you'd like to learn more about time signatures and other facets of music theory, I do recommend following David Bennett Piano on YouTube. He's also on Patreon if you'd like to support him there. In the show notes, I've gathered further resources about 4-4 and 7-4 time, and how the time signature modulates within Blondie's Heart of Glass and the next song that we're about to link to. You'll also find the social media handles for me and this podcast. But on to the next song. Like Heart of Glass, the Foo Fighters' 2003 single Times Like These is primarily in 4-4. But the main guitar riff is played in 7-4. You can first hear it in the fifth bar of the intro. Take a listen, count the beats, and I will catch you next time on the chain.